Welcome to the Positivity and Prosperity Podcast. If you're ready for a dose of inspiration and insight, then you've come to the right place. My name is Victoria Maskell, and I'm a psychotherapist, mindset coach, and positivity practitioner. I help women just like you to have their own Cinderella stories and transform their mindsets to make their dreams a reality. So if you're a coach, an entrepreneur, or just looking to up-level your life, then this is the podcast for you. I'm going to be talking all things money mindset, manifesting your dream life, and how to use your subconscious to achieve anything you set your mind to. I'm going to be filling these podcast episodes with stories and inspiration for you, things to make you smile, feel supported, and get ready to crush your goals and manifest your dreams. There is no such thing as a coincidence in life. So just by listening to this podcast, you are one step closer to making your dream life, business, and mindset a reality. So if you're ready for today's dose of positivity and prosperity, then let's dive in. Welcome to the new year, everyone. I hope you have had an amazing start to the year. If you are listening to this as this goes out, so on January the 1st, then Happy New Year. I hope you have reflected on 2021. If you haven't, definitely go back and listen to the episode before this, because I was talking about how to reflect, how to look back, how to get clarity, and all of that good stuff. But wherever you are in the world, I am wishing you a very, very happy 2022. Now, if you've come to this episode and it's actually 2023, this kind of blows my mind a little bit. The stuff is still going to be completely relevant because it's not really about the year. It's about the time of year and building momentum and using all of that amazing energy. But welcome back to the Positivity and Prosperity Podcast. So many exciting things are coming up this year. I can't wait to share them with you. And I want to say thank you for being on this journey with me. Thank you to all of the day ones who have listened to every single episode multiple times. And thank you to anyone who has found my podcast, either at the end of 2021 or just right now in 2022 and beyond. Thank you so much. Welcome to the podcast family. Whenever I say like, oh, however you're listening to this, wherever you are, I kind of wish people could just talk back to me and be like, oh, hi, Victoria, I'm in this country and I'm doing this, or hi, Victoria, I'm doing that. So if you ever want to send me a message on Instagram or via email, if you don't use social media, then please feel free to reach out. My Instagram is at victoria.maskell. And if you ever want to find out more about one-to-one sessions or any groups or courses I've got running, you can always drop me an email to victoria@victoriamaskell.com. Basically, if you remember that my name is Victoria Maskell, you can contact me because I'm super easy to find that way. Now, today's episode, right, I want you to leave this episode feeling amazing, feeling high vibe, and feeling like you can achieve anything your heart desires. That is the vibe of today's episode. So if maybe you are out celebrating and you're feeling a little bit tired, maybe a little bit worse for wear, and you're like, oh, I really could do with an energy boost, then this is going to be a great episode for you. I'll try not to talk too loudly if anyone's got a sore head. Maybe just turn my volume down. I'm quite a loud, chatty person in many ways. So just turn the volume down if necessary. So this is kind of a two-parter. Before the new year started, I guess, right at the end of 2021, I did an episode talking about reflecting. And I think when we get to December time and moving into January and the start of a new year, there are, in my mind, two phases. There's that phase of looking back, looking over successes, looking back at what we've achieved, how strong we've been, where we've kind of gained momentum and success and all of that good stuff. And then the second part is, and where am I going to take that next? What am I going to channel my energy into over the next 12 months? And do you know what? You can do this at any time, any day, any month. It doesn't matter. The reason I create these episodes at this time, though, is to help everyone capitalize on the fact that everyone is talking about this. Maybe that sounds a little bit strange, but you know that I talk a lot about the science of manifesting and quantum physics and energy. Well, we know through entanglement that as human beings, we are all connected to each other. In fact, all matter is connected. Imagine that everything was part of the Big Bang, or part of creation, depending on what your views are on that. And when, I'm going to use the example of the Big Bang, but when the Big Bang happened, everything exploded, but everything was made of the same stuff. So we are all connected. We are so much more connected than we realize. And maybe you've noticed over the last 12 months, more signs and synchronicities. You know, you've been thinking about someone and then they've dropped you a message and you're like, oh my God, that's so weird. I was literally just thinking about you. There are so many examples out there of how amazingly connected we are. Think about, and I talked about this in the last episode, but you know, maybe you're not having a great day, but you tell someone a joke and they laugh. And then you feel good, or you feel at least better, because you know, you've spread some joy, you've spread some positivity. The fact that they're laughing has made you feel good. There's a massive energy exchange. There is so many different examples, or that I should say there are so many different examples of this connectedness. And I want to help you use that. I want you to be part of this amazing, it's the new year, it's a fresh start. But that fresh start kind of phrase doesn't mean that the old you was bad. This is when I talk about reflection. I'm actually talking about successes. I'm talking about you going, do you know what? Maybe there were things that I wanted to achieve that I couldn't tick off my list, but look at how far I've come. Look at what I've achieved. And achievements do not have to just be in your business or in your career. There are so many different ways that we gain strength, that we gain confidence, that we gain perspective, and those are massive achievements. So if you haven't already taken some time just to reflect on the last year in a really, really positive way, then I invite you to do that, whether you pause this episode or whether you just come back to it afterwards. In episode 146, I have given you some like journaling questions. So there's loads of good stuff in there. So if we've done the reflection, we've thought about how amazing we are, now we're in the energy of what's next. We're in the energy of where am I going? How am I growing? How am I developing? And, you know, as human beings, I think I talk about this in, I want to say chapter 9 of my book, but I've just pulled that out of nowhere. I talk about, you know, that famous quote that if we're not growing, we're dying, and how we crave development, whether this is personal development, whether this is like you want to learn a new social media platform, or you want to learn some kind of skill like cooking or something sporty, you just want to grow as a human being. Maybe this is growing your business. So maybe you're just starting, you want to take it full time, you want to build a client base. Maybe this is in your career, you can see that next step and you're like, I'm ready for this. I'm there. I'm ready to go to that next level. I really like that phrase up leveling, but I'm going to say again, this isn't about saying where you are right now is bad, because if you get into that mindset of I haven't achieved enough, I'm not far enough along, you know, I'm X age, I'm at this position in my life and I haven't got enough to show from it, that tends to not give people drive and momentum. I know sometimes you might hear people using it as motivation, but most of the time it actually just pulls us down that vibrational scale and it makes us feel bad. Now, I don't know about you, but if I was in that mindset, that doesn't make me go, right, I'm going to put on my trainers, I'm going to go for a run, I'm going to journal, I'm going to do that. It makes me go, bring on the Ben and Jerry's, I want chocolate, I want some form of blanket, and I'm going to binge watch something on Netflix. Not that there's anything wrong with doing those things, but if you want to be in that growth, up-level mindset, starting from a place of I'm not good enough, I haven't achieved enough, I'm behind, isn't the place you want to start from. So let's all now, kind of every single person listening to this episode, think about forward momentum. Think about taking all of the goodness that we have, the amazing relationships, the love, the opportunities. Maybe just have a moment right now just to kind of look around your surroundings and think about 5 things to be grateful for. Maybe this is a loved one who is in the house with you right now. Maybe you're on a walk and you can just see the most beautiful scenery. Maybe you're driving in your car and you're like, wow, I've got this awesome car. I can go wherever I want. I've got freedom. Whatever it is, just take a moment to think about that, to get into that energy. And I'll just share that as I'm recording this, it is the 1st of January. And the 1st of January is not just New Year in our household. We have to say Happy New Year on the 31st because the 1st of January is my dad's birthday. And so today is going to be all about him. I'm going over to see them later and I feel so grateful to be able to do that. I had a moment earlier when I was thinking, I've got quite a few things on my to-do list today. I love this time of year in my business. I feel massively grateful for that. And I had a little pang of, oh gosh, am I going to get everything done today? Because I need to leave and go to my parents' house. And I went, wait a minute. Victoria, you are never going to regret spending more time with your parents. And it really hit home as I'm never going to regret that. There is always going to be more time to do work things, to create things, to do a reel, to do 10 more podcast episodes. There's always going to be time for that. I am never going to regret spending more time with my family and my loved ones. So there's my little gratitude. There's my kind of forward momentum. So we're in a year, or we're in that time of year where it's all about new possibilities. It's about creation. It's about up-leveling. So I want you to think about, like, what is it? What is it that you want to achieve? What are your goals? Now, at the moment, we are on day 6 of the 10-day manifesting challenge. And in day 2 and 3, we were talking about goals. And anyone who has completed that probably has a beautiful list of well-crafted, amazing, exciting goals. So if you're not part of that, have you got some goals? Now, I don't think you kind of need to have any particular goals. And what I mean by that is a lot of the time people are now thinking of things like fitness goals, weight loss. I don't know why those two come into my head a lot. There's nothing wrong with those. They can be amazing. But I want you to think about what is going to make you happy. I want you to kind of break away from maybe other goals that people are setting and stay in your own lane and just be like, right, I am a deliberate designer of my reality. I get to create a life I love. What am I going to love in 2022? Starting from that place of what am I going to love in 2022? And this might be loving that you have a healthy, fit body. This might be loving that you have a successful business. This might be loving that you've taken up knitting, kayaking, hill walking, like whatever. But it's about what you're going to love. Not what you think society thinks you should be doing. Not what, you know, there are certain milestones that you should have done that you need to achieve. No. I want you to think about your goals that are coming from your heart that are going to make you feel like 2022 is the most fulfilling and heartwarming and successful year you've experienced yet. And on that, I'm looking for some quotes for my downstairs toilet, although I live in one of those houses that's got like different levels. So actually the downstairs toilet I'm talking about isn't downstairs. It's on the first level anyway. And one of the quotes was, the best is yet to come. And I don't know how you feel about that quote, but I don't like it. And the reason I don't like it, like I don't hate it, I just chose not to have that one, is because to me, The feeling that creates in me is when it's like the best is yet to come, rather than that being really future thinking, which is I'm sure where it's meant to be kind of getting your mindset, it makes me feel a bit like, so does that mean where I am right now isn't good? Or does that mean all of those amazing successes I've had aren't amazing and that there's something better? Now, you might listen to that and think, no, Victoria, that's not how I feel about it at all. But this is kind of my point. When we think about goals, when we think about affirmations, when we think about visualizations, it's so, so important to choose things that feel good for you. So if that quote is on your wall and you love it, that's amazing, because for you, that makes you think things are getting better and better and better. Obviously, the way my brain sees it and the way I interpret it is slightly different. So when you're thinking about your goals, I want you to choose things that are lighting you up, that are making you excited, that are fueling you into action. And I've been talking to lots of my clients over the last couple of weeks about goals, as you can imagine, you know, getting clarity, what matters. And three little words are coming up time and time again. And I guarantee you have been using these three little words. We're not talking I love you, we're talking about three different words. And these words can really sabotage your progress in 2022. These words say more than you realize. So just with that quote, you know, for me, I wouldn't read that and go, yes, okay, I'm up leveling, I'm growing. It gives me kind of a, oh no, type feeling. These three words have a similar impact on your ability to achieve your goals. So I want you to notice if you're using them, and then I want you to reframe them how I'm going to talk about in this episode, and you're going to see why. Now, I made some notes for today's episode because otherwise I just wasn't going to have any structure, and I was just going to talk about a thousand things and I wanted some real clarity. And I've written the word yuck next to these three words because they are yuck. Yes, that is my mindset coach voice saying yuck, but they are. Okay, think about your goals. Think about some of the things that you have maybe put on your list, things that you're going to achieve, you want to do, etc. Have you heard yourself saying, I really should fill in the blank. Oh, I really should join the gym. Oh, I really should read that book. Oh, I really should start that course. Have you noticed yourself shoulding on yourself? Okay, that's the first one. The next one. Have you heard yourself saying, oh, I really need to, dot, dot, dot. Oh, I really need to tidy the house. Oh, I really need to put that stuff away. Oh, I really need to exercise more. Oh, I really need to make more money. The need word. So we've got shoulding and we've got needing. And then the third one, which possibly is the best of the bunch, but it's the best of a bad bunch. Have you noticed yourself saying, yeah, I'm gonna really try, dot, dot, dot. I'm gonna really try to eat more healthily in 2022. I'm gonna really try to be more organized. I'm gonna really try to post on social media, or I'm gonna really try to be more positive. Okay, so these are the three words that we are going to release. We're going to leave them in 2021. We're gonna let go of the shoulds, the needs, and the tries. Okay, let's talk about these. The shoulds. The should comes from pressure. The should comes from some form of judgment or some form of, I think I need to be doing something that I'm not doing. Okay, now, if you think about a goal, so let's say, I'm just gonna use, what should I use? Let's use exercise for this one. Oh, I really should go to the gym, or I really should go on a walk, or I really should do this. Think about the mental place, the mindset that that's coming from. You feel bad that you're not doing something. You feel like you should be doing something. I'm going to try and use different words, but it's actually quite hard. You know, you feel like you're not healthy, that you've eaten too much, that you've drunk too much. Maybe you're with a group of people and they're all doing really, really well. They've got out there. They were up at 7 a.m. on January the 1st. They were going on runs. And you're like, oh, I should be doing that. The energy behind that is a really, really limited and negative one. The next thing with the need, oh, I need to do that. It's the same kind of limited, negative energy. It's coming from lack. Like, oh, I really need to tidy up. Maybe you're looking around your room, and I am kind of currently doing that and thinking, oh, yeah, actually, maybe I do need to do that. But the point is, if you want to succeed, if you want to achieve things, you have to look at the language you're using. Don't underestimate it. And we're creatures of habit. We fall into these patterns. Using the should, needs, and tries is normal. We all do it. You've probably literally had this conversation with a loved one or a friend, or, you know, you've been texting someone this morning like, oh, yeah, I really need to do that, or, yeah, I really should do that, or whatever. What I'm saying is, let's release those words and reframe them. Because if you reframe them, what's going to happen is you are going to be taking action from a different mindset. You're going to be taking action from a different mental place. And remember that every action we take is driven by those thoughts, feelings, and programs that we have. So with the try one, let's just talk about that before we go into any reframes. With try, that's not committing. Like, oh, yeah, I'll try and do that before I go to bed. Or I'll try and empty the dishwasher before I go to work. That is not saying it's going to happen. You are leaving a gap for you not to do it. And that's okay. If these aren't things that you really want, you go, oh, okay, I'll try. But what I want you to hear from this episode is when we're doing things like that, we're not fully in. We're either feeling pressure, we're feeling a negativity around the action, or we are half in. Trying is like just putting one foot in. Now, I'm not a Star Wars fan. However, I feel like my brain has just made a connection between saying like, do or not do, there is no try. Is that Yoda? If you are a fan, I'm so sorry if I've just butchered that and got that wrong. But he makes a good point. I'm now thinking, oh gosh, is Yoda male? Does Yoda have a gender? I think he does. If he doesn't, feel free to let me know. Clearly, I am not a Star... Wait, it is Star Wars, isn't it? Not Star Trek. Yes, it is definitely Star Wars. Whew. Okay, this is why I don't talk about things like that, because I clearly don't know what I'm talking about. Right, trying though. If you are going to try to get fitter, try to grow your business, try to make more money, you're half in and you're half out. Sometimes this comes from fear, and sometimes this is us going, oh, I don't know if I'm going to manage it, and I don't want to let myself down, and I'm really scared of getting 6 months in and looking back and going, oh, I didn't do it. That's okay. Fear is normal. But what I want you to hear is that you actually stand more chance of succeeding if you let go of the try and you reframe that. When we use the shoulds, the needs, and the tries, we're already half out. We're half out of success. We're half out of achieving it. So we want to put ourselves in the best possible position so that we are going to channel this amazing energy where everyone is talking about fresh starts and everyone's like, yes, I'm going to do this. Yes, this is going to be my year. Let's use this energy. Let's captivate it. Let's bottle it. Let's put it into whatever is going to make you happy this year. So let's think about how you can reframe this type of language. Now, like I was saying with that quote, there might be reframes that I'm going to say now that you're like, oh, I wouldn't use that. Oh, I wouldn't say it quite like that. That's absolutely fine. Play around with words that suit you, that you can get on board with. You've probably heard me talk about the and the but thing. But reversal, I sometimes call it, or just swapping the two. Think of this where you might say, I really want to spend time with you, but I'm busy. Okay. What you've done there is you've erased the first bit and the brain focuses on, but I'm busy. Now, if you switch that around, you can either do the but reversal and say, I'm busy, but I really want to spend time with you. Or I'm busy, but I really want to go to the gym, exercise, get more steps in. Okay, whatever. Think about using but reversal when it comes to any objections you have around your goals. So maybe you've got a group of people who are doing Dry January. Oh, shout out to Annika. So Coaching by Annika, who has been on this podcast. Today, so the 1st of January, is the start of her 3-day Sober Curious manifestation workshop. There is still time to join, actually. I'll make sure to leave the information in the show notes, or just reach out to me and I can send you Annika's details. But maybe there's a group of you, group of friends who are looking at reducing your alcohol or doing Dry January or something like that. And maybe you're in a group chat and this kind of like, oh, I would do that, but starts coming up. Before you send that text, think about but reversal and go, okay, what do I actually want to achieve here? I want to do Dry January. I want to feel good. I want to boost my manifestation powers. Right. Switch the sentence like, I am feeling really tired today, but I'm committed to my goal. Versus the other way around, which we usually do is, I am committed to this, but I'm just so tired today. Think about those reframes. So the but reversal is the first one. The second one, rather than using should, need, try, maybe you can replace them with things like I am. So I am is so powerful because this goes straight into your subconscious when you're saying I am sober, I am feeling great, I am fit and healthy, I am achieving my 10,000 steps a day. I nearly said 10 steps. That would probably not be that special. I am the person who, fill in the blank. Whatever your goal is, I am loved, I am worthy, I am a successful business owner, I am successful. Because success, remember, can mean whatever you need it to mean. So replace things with an I am statement. If I am doesn't work, what about I will? I will achieve this. Now, if you've listened to other episodes, you might be like, oh, but isn't I will a future statement and the future never comes? Yes, okay. The reason I'm saying I will in one of these reframes is you might say something like, I will achieve this. Now that is way better than I'm gonna try and achieve this. I will is a definite, it's a certainty. It's like, I will do it, I will, versus I'm gonna try, which is that sort of half-hearted one foot in, one foot out. Another reframe you can use is this idea of it's coming. A lot of the time we think about goals, we think about timeframes. I talked about this a lot in a lot more detail in the 10-day manifesting challenge, but I don't actually think setting timeframes on goals is helpful. For if you just take one reason from it, you are actually potentially slowing down how fast you can achieve that goal and when it can manifest. If you say, within 6 months, I'm going to blah, 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 fill in the blank, whatever that might be, you're telling yourself, you know, in 6 months' time, I'm going to have it. Your brain is going, oh, so it's not happening right now? Okay, great, 6 months. You could potentially have achieved that in a month, a week, a day, depending on what it was, and depending on how the universe would kind of conspire to bring all those things and opportunities into your life. But when you say in 6 months, you're limiting that. Another phrase you can think of is, I look forward to. Again, I know this is future, but this isn't saying a need to, it's not a should, it's definitely a level up from that. This is what I want you to be thinking about, like taking the language and up-leveling it, just like you're up-leveling your lifestyle, your bank account, your business, your relationships, whatever it is. Another two that I really like are I get to and I can. So I get to go for a run today. I get to eat healthy today. I get to make money today. I get to be a successful business owner today. That one is so, so powerful. And actually, a little while ago, I was having a coaching session myself because I think coaching is amazing. And I was talking about something. And the thing is, the reason a coach or a therapist or anyone in that kind of field needs coaching or therapy or support is because we don't see our own lives through the same sort of filter that we can see other people's. We're human. We get in our own feelings. We can't see the wood for the trees. And I can't remember exactly what I was discussing, but I think I probably had said, oh, I have to. I know I have to do this, I think is what I'd said. And she said, Victoria, do you have to do it? And I thought, well, no, technically I don't. I run my own business. I don't have to do most things. And she said, right, so feeling like you have to do it, how does that feel? And I was like, oh, it feels hard. It feels stuck. It feels like I don't want to do it. And she was like, right, well, how can you reframe this? And I was like, oh, I get to do it. I get to. I have the ability to. I am able to. I can do it. And it just lifted it so much. So let me just remind you of some of those reframes. I am. So like, I am fit and healthy. I am slim. I am confident. I am a successful business owner. I am a, and then that could be like the career path that you want to get into or whatever that is. I will. Again, better than I try, but I will do this. I will achieve this. I will be fill in the blank. It's coming soon. It's really, really good rather than saying, by the end of the year, when you're like, oh, it's coming soon, that builds energy, that builds momentum, that builds excitement of any day. And it gets you in that mental state of my manifestation's here, it's coming, it's nearly here, when could it be? Rather than, oh, it's ages away, it's not gonna happen, it's gonna take so long. That again, pulls you down energetically. You could use I look forward to, I get to, and then I can. So think about the version of you who already has what you want. Pick one of your goals, maybe. One of the things you want to achieve. How would the version of you who already has that talk? What would they say? Imagine, right, let's say this is starting your business or like taking your business full time, leaving your 9 to 5. As the version of you that has that, because remember, all of these possibilities exist. I won't go into the quantum physics. I just had to rein myself in if you heard a pause because I was about to go off and I'm like, no, Victoria, pull this back. As the version of you who already has that goal, how are you talking about it? How are you feeling about it? energetically, where are you feeling it in your body that you've done it? You've achieved it. It's yours. You've got it. It's in your reality. And use that energy here and now. So as I'm recording this, it's the 1st of January. If you're listening to this right now, in today, in this energy, how can you pull the feeling, the momentum, the excitement from the version of you who already has that and incorporate it into the moment of now? Bringing it into here and now, wherever you are listening to this episode, because you are in the perfect place. As you're listening to this episode, you will have been called to it. There will have been a sign, a synchronicity. Something in you, hopefully, has been sparked by this episode. And I just hope you have the most amazing next 12 months, the most incredible, the most successful, the most fulfilling 12 months, whatever that means for you. And as ever, if you need anything from me, please feel free to reach out. Drop me a message on Instagram at victoria.maskell or send me an email to victoria@victoriamaskell.com. I can't wait to hear from you. I can't wait to hear all of the amazing things you're going to create over these next 12 months. And I will be back very, very soon, as ever, for another episode. Happy, healthy, wonderful and fulfilled 2022. That's hard to say, to all of you. Thank you so much for listening. If you like this content, I would so love it if you could leave me an iTunes review. You would totally make my day, and you'd help this podcast to reach other listeners just like you. And if you know someone who this content would help, then please share it with them. Share the love, share the positivity. I hope you all have a wonderful and prosperous day, and I will see you all in the next episode.